in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." As he said this, he sat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the man's eyes with the clay, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar said, "Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He said, "I am the man." They said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. The Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" There was a division among them. So they again said to the blind man, "What do you say about him since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Oh, how the same Jesus of John's Gospel at first hearing broke all of us romantic of faith. He looked at first glance like a strange, hard man, saying to the disciple, "What do you seek?" And to the centurion, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." How do we find our way to him? Jesus saw a man blind from his birth, and the disciples, noticing that Jesus saw the blind man, saw an opportunity to continue their theological education and ask a hard question. "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered them, as he usually did, pointing out to them that the man was blind from his birth not because of his sin or his parents, but in order that the works of God might be made manifest in him. What happens then? Jesus discloses his identity to him. "I am the light of the world." Jesus gives a simple lesson in religion, a one-statement lecture on sociology. And what happens then? Jesus takes the initiative. He skips, makes medicinal clay, and anoints the eyes of the blind man. One should know not to make fasting spittle and put it on the eyes on the Sabbath. And what happens then? Jesus says, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Jesus tells the man to go take a swim. He takes a swim and he comes back seeing. And what happens then? The Pharisees need to confirm the basic facts of the case. They said to him, "How are your eyes open?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.'" What manner of man and creature who walks on the water, who feeds and tries, and heals blind people. He tells you to go west. You go good, and you come back clean. This same self gave this man more than he ever thought. He not only healed his blindness, but he led him to a confession. First, the man said, if this man is not from God, he could do nothing. Then later he said, I am the man. And then he said, he is a prophet. And then in verse 38 he says, Lord, I believe. This confession of faith is more than a faith that is tied to a sign. It's more than a faith that's tied to a need that this man had. But it's a faith that is tied to Christ and his word and deed. He sees Christ not just as a means to an end, but as the great end, the one prophet, who is the Son of Man, a faith that finds in the Christ the word that leads those who do not see to see, and those that do see to blind. And notice that this confession of faith controls all of life. And therefore, this faith can move out, and it can teach others its adoration and gratitude. Even so, the blind man said to the Pharisees, who questioned him a second time, why, this is a marvel. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opens my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Dearly beloved, what shall we learn, dear friend? Say some of our holy pastors have asked us. It's still a good question. At least two things. Let us learn to look into the face of Christ, even when that face seems strange. It is always the face of him who loved us and gave himself for us. It is always the face of him who died and rose again so that we may never die again. And there is more love in this man's strong faith, more real love than in all those blind, blocky, and pseudo Jesus that people construct according to their heart's desires. And we have a lot of that today. Two. When Jesus told this man to go take a swim in the pool, it was more than a swim. He was ministering mightily to us all. He shifted our faith from cruel experience to his emphatic words, from our dark perception to the brightness of his light. Do you see the clear swim in the pool? I think that's an ancient sight. We have this sight. We live in a world that's geared to feelings and experiences. We who walk down the road and with feelings and experiences have become the most important part in our self-understanding. Do we suffer from this long-standing sight? Do you sometimes become weary of it? Are you embarrassed sometimes about what happens or seems to happen? Are you feeling hunted? Each person can speak only for himself. I think we do. I do. I remember Dr. Norman Jeanette saying the same word to me that I have never forgotten. He was one of those strong Greek teachers in anthropology. And he said as he handed back to us the first step in Greek, directly to me, "Listen, Dr. Norman, that's the last time you'll get such a high grade." Yeah, I like the feeling of my day. I always want to get that way. If we still do. We want a lift. We want motivation. We want ecstasy. And we want to experience those things that we think we deserve. And we want to walk through the green landscape of emotion. And that too, although we have a much fuller way. A more fully articulated word than the rich and than the blind man. What did he know about you? This wondrous man who healed a man born. What do we know about him? We know and have his word as the word of him who was with God and who is God. He had his word as the word of him from whom all things came to be. He had the word of him who is life. He is life invincibly breaking into darkness. He is the light of the world. We have the light of him who gives us power to become the sons of God. We have the word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. We have the word of him who is the grace, the truth, the fidelity of God in person. We have the word of one who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We have the word of him who gives wine to make glad the hearts of men. We have the word of the Son of Man who is lifted up in the wilderness for our salvation. We have the giver of living water. We have the bringer and the revealer of true worship in spirit and in truth. We have the Savior of the world. "Lord, I believe," are the final words of the once blind man, and he worships us. Let us learn to go our way. Let us learn to take this word into every part of our lives, even our professional lives. Into the days when we're down, let us find the faith that this one blind man found. Faith that envelops the living power of God. Let us not dwell in the dim twilight, but let us hear and see him who is the light of the world. We all look for the cool skin, the good feelings, the dramatic experiences, even we, students of theology. We're afraid to go by his word. Let us take this man at his word, believe him, and worship him. Amen. Let's go to the church.